I am by no means one of those crazy, out-of-control Little League parents. But it's hard to say that when your child just lost his basketball championship on a bad call. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, a busy hour ahead. We will start things off with the top 10 oddball questions asked in job interviews over the past year. Actual questions documented. One is, what is your favorite superhero? Really? I'm looking for a job here, and you want to know if it's Batman or Superman. Christina Staffa will be in studio and we'll go through some of these, and they are just completely ridiculous. Would you want to work there anyway after hearing this? And then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard this week. Mark and his review of the film Citizen 4, followed by things you didn't know you could do at the zoo. Now, these are not that crazy, so don't get all excited, but there are some pretty neat, unusual experiences that you can go and partake in many of the zoos across America, and we will have a few for you. And then another edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by laser procedures that can turn your brown eyes blue. Do you know that only 17% of people have blue eyes? I do, and you know what that means? I'm beautiful. We start things off this hour with trying not to be one of those parents. You know what I'm talking about. At your child's sports events, just before the show today, my son had his championship basketball game at the YMCA. He is 12, and this is, I think, for kids in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Well, there's a referee, and the rules are kind of fast and loose, and some things are called and some things are not. But it's very hard to try to hold back when you see such egregious mistakes made and your child loses championship game. Plus, he has a kid on his team that takes way too many shots. The kid actually took 3 shots today and hit the light up on the ceiling. That shows you, well, this kid was shooting and he took almost all of the shots. Needless to say, my son lost and I was in some decent control. There were some parents that were quite upset with some of the calls and the way things were going. It got rather rough and tumble at the end. You don't really expect that with 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys playing basketball, but whatever. And it really makes you wonder where the perspective is in a lot of these things. Have you seen that show on the Esquire Network, Friday Night Tykes? It's about some youth football league in Texas. And the coaches take this incredibly seriously. And you see kids who are 8, 9, 10 years old literally getting knocked around and coaches screaming at them to get up and prove their toughness. Sometimes you wonder, do we have our kids play these sports for them to benefit? Johnny Jr. will go out and he will avenge that loss and he will be the best whatever player in the history of whatever. Sometimes I think that is the case. And I do not seem to remember things being as out of control with parents getting so involved and mouthy and walking onto the court, which happened today with one of the parents. That really didn't happen then. And I wonder what our kids think of us as parents. You know, what does a kid think of when all of a sudden he turns around and here comes his father marching out onto the court to argue a call? It's got to be so embarrassing to the kid. Yeah, he's coming out to protect your team's interests. But when your dad starts to act like a complete buffoon in front of the town because a traveling call wasn't called, it makes you wonder what kind of a parent that really is. They're out there for fun. And yeah, my kid lost today, and it kind of stinks, and he's a little upset about it. He'll move on. He'll deal with it. It's one part of life. Some parents think it's all of life, and it's not. Your kid's not going to grow up to be a professional athlete. Everyone thinks they will. It's like 1/1,000,000th of 1% that even gets a chance to do that. Your kid's going to grow up to be a normal person, you hope, just like you. And the example you set now is what they're going to take with them. And it's how they're going to behave when their kid is playing 15 to 30 years from now. Stay with us. Coming up next, Christina Staffo and the 10 oddest questions asked in job interviews. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's a simple way to stand out from the crowd?
Communications expert Robin Hatcher says, dress to express. What's the one quality about you that you just love?
Express that quality with your style choices.
For example, out of 30 women at a networking event, she was one of only four wearing a color other than black. She wore a red sweater, which reflected both her passion and easygoing nature.
Now, guys, don't think this only applies to women. Donald Trump is a master marketer. His signature style? A colorful silk tie.
Build your personal brand by making your style choice clearly visible in your social media profiles.
Dress to express. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to use positive punishment with your child? It's not new, just a spin on discipline, which puts parents squarely in control. Here's the developmental science of it. Sometimes giving a child a way out is more effective than punishment. To explain, before you dare to punish the old-fashioned way, ask yourself, is there a way your child can undo whatever damage has been done? Say the child's broken something. Ask them how they would go about replacing the broken object. If their plan is agreeable, you've taught the right thing to do without raising your voice or your hand. What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive parenting teaches and holds children responsible for repairing and learning from their actions. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.